This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Animiculi.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
Fell seeds of an imprisoned god spreading their influence and transmitting heat.
Yes. Yeah. These things are neat. These are apple-sized bits of tar that... are complicated.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is just going to be Adventure Hooky explaining them, I think.
Because
there's
so.
A lot to them. It makes me really want to read. These are from one of the things that I love about Call of Cthulhu, the role-playing game, is they draw monsters from everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all these different books that people wrote in the mythos. And then they also draw them from source books of people who just made things up for the role-playing game.
Yeah.
So this being a mythos creature, like the mythos itself is very interesting to me as just kind of a collective work.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually from a campaign, like an epic campaign for Call of Cthulhu that I'm not familiar with.
Yes, Beyond the Mountains of Madness is what it is.
Yeah.
They even point you to this. So what happened was, long ago, a god whose name is not even known, it is so old and so fallen out of favor, it was actually caught in something called the God Trap down in Antarctica. It is imprisoned in the God Trap. However, these small little cysts and polyps kind of slough off of it into our dimension, and they take root.
Yes. Yeah. So they little bits of it are leaking out slowly. So, you know, these teleporters, this kind of, they turn into this kind of black goo that they're about the size of an apple. You know, they can be various sizes. The sizes are very important.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're unintelligent, and they seek out heat. They move towards heat. As they do so, all of the heat they get gets channeled to the god itself. And if the god gets hot enough, it gets reanimate and can break out of the god trap.
Yes. It is frozen in this strange other dimension. And once it gets enough energy as transmitted through heat, then it breaks loose.
Yes. It can bust out. And these things, as they get more heat, also grow bigger and become more of a threat.
Yeah. They describe like the doomsday scenario for these. Like, they eventually get up and start walking around. But the doomsday scenario is like if one of these takes root in a tropical forest.
Yeah.
And it just grows.
Like, yeah, literally root. Like if it gets buried.
Yeah.
It's just going to draw the heat from that ecosystem, growing and growing and growing, eventually becoming, you know, and there's your adventure hook. It's just like, well, get, you know, this weird black stuff is bubbling up from the ground and turning into a gas. Like, we're all breathing it in. That's not good.
Yeah. But like, as these things grow, it's more of this god being transmitted out.
Yeah. Yep. And the only way to stop it is to freeze them.
Right.
And when you freeze them, they become inert. It's like frozen tar. and they're safe. They're only safe to handle in that section. If they're at all melty, they just absorb organic matter. So if you pick one up, if one of them is this goo and you get it on your shirt or whatever, and you go to wipe it off, it's just going to eat through your fingers like instantly and take your body heat and then transmit it to its god.
Yeah.
I love that they turn into gas because a gas version of this is way scarier.
Mm-hmm.
Like monsters you can breathe was a weird theme of Monster in My Podcast. And it came up a lot, like breathing in a monster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the little itchies and scratchies. Just cutting away the lungs from the inside. Yeah.
Very great. And just, you know, I'm sure this is what the campaign is, but it's incredibly hooky where it's like, oh, like how do we, you know, and this is probably wouldn't be a standard Call of Cthulhu campaign because this would be impossible, but like, how do we freeze this village in South America? Like there's something underground,
right?
You know, the people are acting crazy because this starts making you, you know, as you get it, like it starts making you go crazy. So it's, you know, essentially filled with zombies, you know, it for game purposes terms,
yeah.
You know, and how do we make this area cold, you know? And like, you know, the government, nobody believes you, you know, and everything like that. Like this is such a succinct adventure hook.
Yeah.
Like in a creature.
Yeah. And I get the sense from the text here, especially because size is such a big deal. As it grows, it also starts mimicking things. So it talks about like, oh, like they eventually will like start turning into like dogs and coming after you.
But I think it says it gets the size of a dog. I don't think it says that it mimics them.
Okay.
They do start getting tactics. Like they start doing ambushes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And their size is really important because as they get bigger, they get more fascinating.
Yeah.
And you get kind of entranced by them. So you see this like dog size roiling bubbling like bit of tar just loose and rolling around, and you can't not look at it as it slowly encroaches you and works its way up, eating your shoe leather, like working its way up your leg. You know,
you will not move away or otherwise do anything but watch it with fascination and loathing.
As it is slowly working to release this god, this is what we're here for. Like, this is the good shit. The I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the animaculi.
I think that I, you know, part of why I love it, like, A, I love anything that is like a cancer on reality. B, like, this is admittedly probably just a different, you know, not just, but it is a different flavor of the color out of space, right?
Yeah.
It is something malign from elsewhere that influences, contaminates, and corrupts.
Color out of space with like a deadline.
Yeah.
You know, or with a stakes, which is cool because they, you know, they, that's explicitly a gamey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a campaign. You have to have a goal of that campaign. This is the goal.
Yeah.
You know, got to freeze them all. Like, and I love, for some reason, just it saying the size and using those similes, you know, or those comparisons, like Apple is the one that sticks in my head and it's just great to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just this Apple size, like, little thing. It reminded me of Mimics and Prey, even though I don't think they actually do shapeshift, but just kind of this little black blob, but the size of an apple that is such a problem. There. Like, you know, just a few bad apples.
Specifically a few not really apples.
Yeah. Yeah. A few napples. The,
a few grapples.
Yeah. A few grapples. If you were to add grape to make the Granimiculi, the grape flavored, like Nuka-Colas, where you just have different, cause anything that's like you get to, or man, like molecular gastronomy restaurant that like heats these things up to make you breathe them and adds like a bunch of spices and shit.
Oh, man.
And then you just stare at them in fascination and the people think that they're high.
It's part of the conspiracy. But, yeah.
Yeah. You get some cultist of whatever this thing is. You open that up and then you really put those yuppies in their place. Like, it feels like it was written by Dennis Leary in 1998. Just fuck over people who don't like steaks.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.